Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also are into all things spooky.
And self-care.
Yes. Not wrong. All right, Danae, so what did you do for self-care this week?
I should have prepared.
Do we ever prepare?
No. What did I do? No, I took a yoga class. That was nice. Like, I feel like I haven't, like, really been good about prioritizing my workout or my yoga time.
Yeah.
And I finally took a yoga class, and it felt fucking good.
Yeah, you, like apologized and said, sorry, I took a yoga class. And I'm like, I'm proud of you. Like, good.
Today I taught a class, and then I took a class, because I was like, I just need to do some yoga. And it felt so fucking good. It was really nice. So,
no, that's awesome.
Shout out to my girl Sydney. She's awesome.
Oh, it's always good to
her classes always are like, oh, it just feels so fucking good.
I need to take one of your classes again. I always feel so much better. Like, once I leave, I'm like, I did something healthy. I didn't just sit at home and train.
Yeah, that feeling of like, I actually got off of my ass and did something. So, it felt good. That was
good.
The extent of my trying to be healthy this week.
I mean, it's easier said than done. Some days, some weeks are easier than others. Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Yeah, this week, Keith is still injured, which is super unfortunate. So it's hard to, you know, do stuff because I like to do, like, self-care things. But also get Keith on the right path because it sucks not having use of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, like, taking it. I mean, it's not anything too crazy, but just kind of taking it easy with the dogs and giving myself a little more time in the mornings.
Okay.
Because typically in the mornings, Keith takes the dogs out, but I also cook and do laundry, so I do a lot. But just kind of giving myself more time in the mornings and taking them out at the same time. I know that sounds like something stupid and so easy, but honestly, like, the dogs are really hard to care for sometimes because they're both cattle dogs and, like, as you know, Ruger pulls.
Yeah.
So just kind of, like, doing that and, like, taking a little more time and getting up a little bit earlier has been really helpful.
So isn't that, like, so nice when you don't feel, like, rushed? Because I always underestimate my time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could fit in all of this in 10 minutes. I'm like, that's
all
a
I
lie.
Need is 10 minutes yeah. and then like 10 minutes like, and you're like,
it's
what?
Literally like an hour. Like, give yourself a fucking hour. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Every time I think I can. After 32 years, you would think I would like know myself well enough to know that I'm lying to myself. But I'm like, just be honest with you for once. And I'm like, no, I can do this. Yeah. So just kind of like giving myself a little more time in the mornings has been really helpful, and I'm hoping like when Keith gets back to being able to like walk and take the dogs out, I'll kind of keep it too, because nothing's worse than when you're like look at the clock and you're like, I should have left 2 minutes ago. So
oh my god, the anxiety that ensues.
Yeah, but also working for a company that's like obviously I don't like to be late for work, but like I'm usually like 2 or 3 minutes late, and they like,
that's not bad.
Yeah, Mitch doesn't give me a hard time about it. He makes me like, he, I don't know, working for a company that like is cool about it really helps too, because like I'm like, I'm sorry, and then he's like, I just like to make you feel bad about it, but in a joking way.
Yeah,
so that's always really helpful.
Nice. Well, what are you telling me about today?
All right, well, I'm going to ask you a few questions before I start.
So, a quiz.
Yeah. Also, this story isn't widely publicized.
Okay.
And I tried to find a few more sources, but if you guys have heard of Bailey Sarian, she's amazing, and she's, like, my role model. Like, I'm probably older than her, but when I grow up, I want to be like her. But I'm assuming I'm probably older. So what are your thoughts on Avril Lavigne?
I liked her when I was 12. Is this that she died?
No.
Oh. Have you heard that rumor that she died?
The conspiracy theory? Oh, did I ever when I was researching this case? Where I was like, she died and like replaced it. I'm like, all right, I will explore that later. Maybe that might be a good one to cover.
Yeah.
But like, tinfoil hats, everyone.
Yeah.
But okay, so.
Okay, so I loved her when I, because we were like kind of around the same age, I feel like. Yeah. Or maybe she's a little bit older than us.
Yeah, I think she is like 2 or 3 years older. Yeah. Like nothing crazy. But yeah, like I was a huge fan of her when I was 12. Like my dad thought like the eyeliner thing was because of Avril Lavigne. No, it was because I like makeup and maybe a little bit of Avril Lavigne. It made it more acceptable. But like, I don't know. Like if you were like, oh my God, there's an Avril Lavigne concert going on, tickets are $20. I'd say let's go. Because I think that'd nostalgia. Be fun. Yeah, exactly.
And also, who doesn't love a skater boy?
See you later, boy. Okay, so clearly you just love Avril Lavigne. Do you love her enough to kill your mom over her?
What the fuck? No, I love my mom. What are these questions?
It connects.
Okay. Okay.
Colleen's great. Please don't kill Colleen over Avril Lavigne.
Like, how is that correlated?
I was like, I don't know. I just felt like being really dramatic.
Okay.
All right. So in 2008, a really great year.
We graduated high school.
I was like, oh. So 30 miles west of Chicago, but I've also heard 50 miles west, so, like, somewhere in that vicinity. So I'm assuming, I don't know, something
Let's
like...
Let's go 30.
Yeah, exactly. Golden or Denver, except for, I don't think Golden's that far. But anyways, like, maybe Morrison. But, like, in the suburbs west of Chicago, okay. 30 to 50 miles, is this place called Carroll Stream. And apparently it's just this cute little suburb, and it's pretty safe.
Okay.
Which, in Chicago, I guess, like, people are like, Chicago's really dangerous, and I'm like,
I think, like, in the big city part, but, like, the suburbs seem fine.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Chicago, and I actually had a really fun time in it, but yeah, and Katie's from Chicago, so I almost texted Katie and was like, hey, what are your thoughts on Carroll Stream? But I'm sure Katie would be like, no, I don't know. So
yeah, my brother and sister-in-law lived there. They just moved back to Maryland, but we visited them for Thanksgiving, and it's so big. Like,
oh, yeah.
Coming from Denver, it's like, we've got the smallest city, and then Chicago is just, like,
you don't think it's massive. That big until you, like, go there, and you're like, this is huge.
Yeah, they've got great places to eat and
fun
drink.
Side story. So when we went to Chicago, so I had this job, I can't talk about it, but, like, I had this job where I was traveling, and I remember I called my sister, and she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, Chicago. My sister's like, no. And I was like, what? And she was actually going to Chicago that same week.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So we went to the Bean, and my brother-in-law paid $27 for parking. They said it's a gift. So thank you, Steven. We also have brother-in-laws named Steven. So fun fact, me and Keith do. Danae's husband. So, but they
was like,
Steven? I should mention. Anyways, but he and my sister picked me up at like my hotel, and we went to like the Bean and took pictures.
How fun.
Because everyone's like, what? And it was raining. So I have all these pictures of me and my sister being ridiculous in front of the Bean and like her and Steven. So it was actually like really fun. So I have good memories of Chicago. Anyways, that was a huge sidestep. So in the suburbs
of Chicago,
we apparently just great, great place. So in the suburbs, 61-year-old Linda Bullock. I kind of spell it phonetically because I'm like, I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
So she had a 39-year-old son named Robert, and he had to move in with her. And if you've ever seen the movie Step Brothers, there's your story.
Oh, God.
But that was a fun story. That's okay. Not so much. And it said boyfriend and husband, so she let her... I was like, I should clarify. So she let... Linda let her son move in with her and her boyfriend or husband.
I'm literally just thinking of that scene in Step Brothers where he's, like, in the back of the car, and he's like, I'm not gonna call him dad.
There's a fire!
She's like, I'm not expecting you to call him dad.
You're 39 years old. I would not expect you to call... I actually saw some glasses at this... We were at Total Wine last night. I should have bought more rosé. But I saw Step Brothers glass, and I was like, Keith, I want it. And the guy in front of us, we just talked about Step Brothers, and I was like, okay, cool. So I even said, hello, stepbrothers much?
We're friends now.
So, it doesn't really clarify why he needed to move back in, but, like, I mean, we've all gone through hard times. We're like, sure. Hey, mom, you have a house. I have a need for one. Let's do this. But they did not get along. Like, it was said, like, his aunt essentially said, like, he was a lot, too. So, you know, his mom's sister was just kind of like, yeah, he was a lot. And they would get in, like, really, really bad fights. Oh, and, no. You know, and his dad wasn't around, which I think is really hard, too, you know, for anyone. And sure. he was diagnosed bipolar, and from the sounds of it, it didn't sound like he was on his meds, because I have a ton of friends that are bipolar, and I have no idea, because they're just, you know, they're managing it really well, but it seems like, from everything I heard, and as the story goes on, you'll be like, I don't think he was on his meds, because that does a number on people, but he was bipolar for a while, like, since he was, like, a little kid. So, they don't know if this played into it, too, so it tells you, like, how, you know, like, they wonder if it was a defense, but either way, like, a lot of people had commented on it, and it was kind of well known that that was a thing, and he actually had to be taken into, like, a group home for, because he not only had bipolar, but he just had mental issues, and he was, like, really struggling with it, which I think as a kid would be hard regardless, knowing you kind of have something wrong. But yeah, neighbors would hear arguing, and it wasn't necessarily, it was him, and it wasn't necessarily, it was mom, but you know, like, they were just saying, like, mom wasn't exactly innocent in it. Like, you know, Linda would feed it, and I mean,
we'd probably fight back.
Exactly. And you know, it is her house, so it's not like, ooh, well, she can't, no, she needs to, like, defend herself, but I think there was probably a better way to go about it, but I mean, what happened, and, big fight they had was because he kept buying the waitresses and the hostesses at Outback flowers, and it was really expensive. And
at Outback he bought them,
like, Outback Steakhouse
flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why? He's trying to get laid.
I mean, probably. What reason do you buy flowers for? And you know what's kind of interesting is, because, like, we've all seen, you know, stuff like that, but, like, it wasn't mentioned if they thought it was creepy or if it was, like, I'm sure he was going in, like, hey, 17 is that, like, or 16 year old.
Outback?
Do you not go to the local Outback and hang out? That's what I do. In fact, Keith and I need to go to the Outback later tonight. That's what we do. That's our Saturday night activities. So that was a big fight they had because he didn't have a job. He wasn't taking income. So obviously the mom, I mean, I don't, again, there's not a lot of sources about this. So it doesn't say if he was working or not, or if he had any way of income, but that was most of their fights. Flowers aren't cheap.
Right.
Like,
well, and if you're moving home with your mom, I would kind of assume there's some sort of financial hardship that you've fallen on, you know, like,
sure, yeah,
especially if they don't get along, it seems like kind of a last resort.
$1 million because I moved in with my parents. I do not live with them anymore, I should clarify, but I moved in with them 5 months or four years ago.
I was like, when did that happen?
I was like, I should remember that. You didn't tell me about this, but yeah, I moved in with them for a little bit when I moved back from South Dakota. So,
well, it's kind of the worst, like, when you go out on your own and then move back in. It's not a smooth transition.
Yeah.
It's, like,
I
not
mean,
fun.
I got really lucky because, like, they were really great and they understood, like, I was going through a lot. So, like, and, like, I usually get along with my parents. So we don't have, like, throw-out fights, which would be really bad. But, you know, like, for me, it was a really okay situation because we also knew it was, like, not going to be long-term.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, she didn't know how long he was going to be there. So
that makes it hard.
It does. Because, like, when you can see the finish line, like, mine, essentially, I was trying to find a more, because I was doing the traveling job, but I was trying to find something a little more consistent.
Yeah.
And it was really great that I didn't have to pay for rent, because I wouldn't have been able to do that if I had to pay for rent.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I don't know, that was a really cool time, but yeah, I was there for 5 months and I was ready to go because, you know, love my parents, so glad they did that for me, but yeah. I was ready to fly. So, again, they were fighting over the flowers, and, you know, maybe it was a nice gesture, maybe it was unwarranted, but it wasn't something that was made a big deal by any of the hostesses, but it did bug his mom because it was very, very expensive. But, like, I remember I had this guy who thought we were dating, we were not, and he kept leaving, like, roses on my parents' porch. I was 18. It was weird.
Oh.
I also got a restraining order from him. I was not 18 at that time. I was 17. Yeah. He left flowers, and that creeped me out, and I was like, okay, this is somebody I knew. So, fun fact about flowers. So, one day, Linda worked full-time, but there was one day when she was sick, and she didn't go to work. Because she wasn't feeling well and, you know, like a shitty son. He was like, I don't really care. You're sick. Sucks to be you.
Oh, he didn't, like, help her? Like, make her soup or something?
You would think.
Like, I don't know. Just something.
Yeah, something to help your mom out. Like, your mom did stuff for you, like, good Lord. But yeah, it's essentially he didn't care, and he like told his mom like, I need to go shopping. And
For
it's like
flowers.
flower shopping, you know how it is. It doesn't really state like what kind of shopping he did. It's not flower shopping, believe it or not.
Okay.
But he's like, you need to take me. And Linda's
Wait,
like,
does he have a car?
no, he doesn't drive. Also, why don't you drive, sir? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it has to be a financial situation. I would
Again,
think. I would
probably.
guess.
But it's like he didn't even like borrow her car. And she's like, Robert, I'm not taking you shopping. I'm sick. This is not an off day. Like, what is going on? And he just needed her to drive around. And she's like, no, I'm sick. But he was not backing down. And then he broke this out. He needed Avril Lavigne Skybox tickets.
What? What's Skybox?
Skybox is like the really fancy seats.
Oh, like she was in
Yeah.
town?
Yeah, she was coming to town on the 31st of March, or
Okay.
the 21st of March.
Wait.
And he was a huge Avril Lavigne fan.
Okay.
Like, he was like all about Avril Lavigne. She
This
was
man's
like,
39.
yep. Avril Lavigne at this time was probably 2021.
I mean, her music's okay.
That's fine.
I don't know.
Like, if we went to a concert, I would know. But in 2008, that was like when she was doing like her album The Best Damn Thing came out, and like that song Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. If we heard that in the car, you and me would be like, hey.
Oh, God.
But that was like the tour she was doing, and it was like a big deal. And he's like, Skybox. I gotta tell you, other than the Killers, I wouldn't. Like, I don't need fancy tickets to go to a show. I just want to be at the show.
Well, and regardless, can't you just buy that shit online? It's
Yeah.
2008.
Well, he needed her to pay for it, obviously. And it was really weird. It
Oh.
was like, does she have it? And it wasn't, again, wasn't really explained, but it's like, does she have access to like crazy good tickets, or like what's going on
Huh.
with that?
Yeah.
So it was really strange. But yeah, he was
It's
all about
very
Avril.
urgent.
Yeah, and she was coming to Rosemont, which was 30 minutes away, and that
Okay.
was also close to them. But I mean, I've never heard of Carol Stream, so I figured she'd probably be coming to like Chicago or something, which who like we would totally drive 30 minutes or an hour for a concert. But yeah, so this was March 21st, and yep, she was going to Rosemont, 30 minutes away.
But she's playing in October.
And this was sometime in just the beginning of 2008. It was like
Okay.
coming up very soon.
Okay.
And the fight gets really heated between the two of them. Like,
Oh
he is
no.
screaming at her, she's screaming at him. Keep in mind, the neighbors had heard fights before.
Uh-oh.
And the fight got so heated that Linda grabbed a knife.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And it doesn't explain if that was a thing that happened before, but like, if I'm fighting with a family member and I feel the need to grab a knife, I have never done it. I've never
No.
gotten in a fight with anyone where I grabbed a knife,
Well,
for
that's
the record.
extreme.
Yeah.
Like, emotions are high. Shit's going
Yeah.
down.
Absolutely. I almost said absolutely, and that would not cute. So the fight gets really heated, and Linda feels really threatened. He grabs a knife. Robert's mad, and he grabs a full bottle of cognac.
Oh no.
Like the
Yeah.
margarita or tequila kind of thing. It's like,
For cognac?
yeah, there was some, it was, that's what they said it was, but they were like, it was a, like something that was like tequila-y. It wasn't explained because it was just
Okay.
like
Well,
something.
it's a liquor bottle.
Yeah, it's a liquor bottle, and those are heavy.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh no. I feel like I know where this
so
is going.
it's not going great. So he grabs that and he hits his mom multiple times in the back of the head.
Holy shit. Okay, so she's obviously dead.
So she is passed out and
Oh
she
my
falls on
God.
her stomach.
Oh no.
Because I think, like, defensively, like, if you're falling, I would fall on my stomach too, because I feel like that's the best way to protect yourself.
I guess,
So her
yeah.
back is open
Oh God.
and ready for business, because she's out. She just got
Well,
hit
and
in the
she's
head
also
multiple
sick
times.
too, so she's
Yeah,
probably
so
already feeling weak. And
absolutely.
she's obviously like older than him.
She's 61, so,
Yeah. Oh my
like, this
God.
poor woman. And he takes two knives. And he just starts stabbing
No.
her in the
Sir,
back.
just take the keys.
Like,
Like, I feel like you could have just taken the keys and been like,
and I don't even
and
know if
not
he can
even
drive
said
though, too.
anything.
Yeah. But
Oh
anyways,
my
and he
God.
stabs her so viciously with two knives that they break. I have never broken a
Oh.
knife, ever.
Well, you also haven't, like, viciously stabbed someone, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm saying, like, even, like, cooking or something, I've never, like, that had to have been so intense for the knives to just break off.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, that's okay. Psychotic.
So she's for sure, like, not doing good now.
Exactly. And, like, the cops, just this is a quick side note, is that the cops said this was a scene of chaos. And
oh, my God.
Absolutely. So he stabs his mom just multiple times. They don't even know how many times. He just obliterated this woman.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he, you know, because he didn't do enough to his mom to absolutely just, like, massacre this woman, that he goes and grabs, like, all these random bottles of, like, cleaning stuff, like, bug spray and all this, and just pours it on her.
Whoa.
Which also, if she's, like...
That's really ragey.
Like let's say she's not fully dead yet. Like, that would burn. And that's all I could think about. Whoa. Is like, when I'm listening to that, I'm like, so not only
he was really trying to cause, like,
havoc,
a lot of pain, yeah, and a lot of, like, oh God.
Because have you ever cut your finger and then you, like, used a lemon?
Ugh.
Like, it's the worst. Like, I can't imagine having that, like, on my back. And, like, you've got to, like, step away from this. This is because she didn't buy him fucking Avril Lavigne tickets.
Whoa.
Like,
well, obviously something is going on for him, yeah, to get him to that level of rage.
Yeah. And I just, like, I'm like, I hope, I hate sad to say this, but I really hope she wasn't alive to, like, feel the burning of, like, chemicals and stuff,
yeah,
on her.
Yeah, that's torturous.
So torturous. So, oh, and Jesus. Like I said, the neighbors, you know, had heard this all the time, but the neighbors, it was so loud and so crazy, the neighbors ended up calling the police.
Okay, good.
And that should tell you how loud it was, because they heard fights constantly. So
I was gonna ask that. So they had never called the police?
No,
the
they had
before.
They were just, okay, like, oh, it's Robert and Linda just like fighting,
oh,
again.
Jesus.
So yeah, they called the police, and so luckily she wasn't just sitting there alone for too long.
Ugh.
But so we talk about self-care and everything, but after he killed his mom, he decided to take a bath, have some tea.
What?
You know, after massacring his fucking mom, the woman who gave birth to him,
ooh,
he did that. He,
yeah,
took a bath, did all that, and then he decided to go shopping. And
wait, so he went shopping at the end of it anyways?
Yeah.
What?
So they were called, so the cops obviously didn't arrive in time to, like, catch him.
Oh, my God.
But they, a wellness check was called because, like, mm-hmm, I guess it was so loud.
Well, and then it probably went from being so loud to completely dead silent.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, that's,
and, like, that's
a
weird
red flag.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was just drenched in blood and,
oh,
chemicals. And,
oh, my God.
Yep. He decided to go shopping. And the weirdest thing is, like, when he was shopping, he went to a bookstore. And have you ever heard of the, like, soap opera General Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, that was something he watched.
Okay.
My mom watched General Hospital. Like,
why does this man feel like he's, like, a 14-year-old?
I know, like, Avril Lavigne in General
Girl.
Hospital, what is you doing?
Or, I mean,
like,
not that that's, like, it, but it just, it feels very, like, off, like, a little
it's,
bit.
It's very off, because those are two things that don't correlate. Like, I do find it kind of, like, Avril Lavigne's music is great, but I feel like that's kind of something that's not super normal to be, like, really obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he was obsessed with Avril Lavigne, and he, like, wrote the name of, like, a character from General Hospital in a book,
mm-hmm,
and, like, left it.
What does that have to do with anything? What?
It was just kind of weird. It was just a weird detail.
Okay.
Like, when he went shopping, that was, like, one thing he did is he wrote, which is so random. Like,
what's the
so
character?
Random.
Is it, like, a character?
I don't
that's
know.
Murdery?
I did, oh, right? I did look into it to see, like, what character it was, huh, and then I was totally going to be like, hey, Karen, question on this character. Like, can you tell me about this character? To see if, like, there was, like, some correlation with, like, being, like, a total gross person and, like, I don't know, character of General Hospital. So the police searched for him for 6 hours, and he just kind of, like, I don't know, he was shopping all day and just, and the weirdest thing is he started calling friends and family. Mm. It was, like, talking massive shit about his mom.
Oh.
And he just kind of, like, was changing the narrative of what happened. Like, it was essentially...
Oh, he's, like, planting the seed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God.
Which, I guess,
so then that makes him aware of what he did.
Yeah. So it's not like he's, like, what? I did that? You know, so you can't claim that. But
he can't be like, I blacked out, and the next thing I know, you know, like, sometimes people try to
blame it on their rage. The defense of, like, blinded with rage.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, no, you knew damn well what you were doing.
Exactly. So, he was doing all of that good stuff, and, just calling them. And then the part that, really... I guess was a good thing, but he didn't realize it was a bad thing at that for him, but he called his mom's boyfriend, Stan.
Okay, but Stan didn't live with them?
He did. And Stan was at work.
Oh, Stan was at work.
But
okay.
Stan also knew, like, she wasn't feeling well that day. Yeah. So he was, like, I'm sure he was like, do you really want to be home all day with Robert, you know? And, you know, he kind of got really threatening with Stan on the phone. Also, something had already happened with, but he wasn't threatening Stan. He was like, my mom is gonna, I'm about to lose it. Like, and Stan's like trying to calm him down, but Stan had a really bad gut feeling something had gone down. So, he called the cops and was kind of like, and he tried to call Linda. He called the cops, but like, you know, he was kind of like, that sounds bad. And then Robert, after the cops even did the, you know, search, he ended up calling them and he turned himself in. And he was arrested at Hooters.
Not Outback.
I also, because that was something when I was listening to it, they don't tell you Outback until the end. And I was kind of like, is this where he went? Like, that makes sense that he'd bring them flowers. But I guess, like, he wanted titties and wings before he died. Oh my god, before he got arrested. Who knows?
I was like, holy shit, this is taking another twist. Like,
sorry, I'm like thinking about poor Linda. So he was on $2 million bail. His trial was 3 years later in 2011. And, you know, his lawyers did try to, like, you know, plead that he was, like, insanity and, you know, blackout and stuff. And they're like, nice try.
I think, like, no doubt there's some mental health issues happening. But absolutely. He knew what he was doing when he called people and started bitching about her and then calling Stan.
I think he was setting himself up for a little bit. And, you know, he did the, like, she grabbed a knife and I didn't know what to do. And it's like,
she's a 61-year-old woman.
Who's scared of her son. Right? I don't, like.
I think you could easily, as a man, like, probably who's bigger than her.
That would be terrifying. Yeah. If you had a kid that already, you know, had a lot of problems, you were trying, you took them in because you're trying to help them because they're, you know, your child, you love them. Yeah. But then they turn on you like that.
But I'm just saying, like, can he really feel that threat? Like, I feel like if he wanted to overtake her, he absolutely could.
He wasn't that threatened.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. He wasn't that threatened.
That she came at me with a knife. It's like, yeah, that's really scary, but like, also, I feel like you could easily
probably didn't grab the knife for funsies. Yeah. Like, that was not fun. So, he was tried for first-degree murder, and he was convicted to, initially 65 years. Okay. But, you know, they took into account that he, you know, had issues and stuff like that. So, he was convicted to 40 years.
That's still a pretty long time.
Yeah, and if he gets out, which, I mean, he probably will, he'll be 80. But it just kind of makes you wonder, because I'm like, you interrupted your entire life. You massacred your mom, not even killed your mom. And you won't be getting out until you're, like, 80. Like,
wow.
Are you proud?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, and I just think it's crazy, because it's like, you kind of rewind this. And I think this would have happened regardless, but, like, this happened over concert tickets.
Yeah. It sounds like there was just, that was, like, the last straw of tension.
But it's just kind of crazy. It's like, this man killed himself over his, killed him. Oh, my God. I can't even talk. He killed his mom over an Avril Lavigne concert.
That's.
Like, that's so crazy. But, yeah, that's the case of Robert Lyons. And just, you know, quick side note, when I was doing, you'll enjoy this one. So when I was doing research for this, there is not much out there.
Okay.
And, you know, there was Bailey Sarian, and then there were a lot of videos that were copying everything she was saying.
Oh.
And I just, I'm not gonna, like, I would watch them, and, like, 5 minutes in, I'm like, you literally are copying everything Bailey Sarian's saying. But another thing that also was all over was the Robert Lyons, like, the child predator on To Catch a Predator. That was, like, the main video.
It's a different Robert Lyons?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, To Catch a Predator. I was like, well, my phone knows what I'm looking for. But yeah,
Oh.
it was kind of funny because that was probably the number one. Like, Bailee Sarian's came up first. And then it was like Robert Lyon's Child Predator and like all the episodes of To Catch a Predator that he
Oh.
was on. So I
Huh.
kind of thought that was crazy. But I guess like it probably is a common name. But yeah, but that was like a crazy story.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And it's not one, and that's why I wanted to cover it because it's not one there was much on.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. That's
Yeah.
really sad, though.
It is really sad. And it's crazy that it was like, 2008, like probably one of the, I think her, the heights of her career were like obviously when we were in seventh grade and probably when we graduated. So,
Yeah.
but yeah.
Wow.
But she actually didn't even have a comment on it. People like told her and she was like,
Well, what is she gonna do?
yeah, I know. It was kind of crazy because a lot of people are like, what do you think? And it's like, what, she
What?
didn't do
That's
it.
fucked up.
She didn't say, hey kids, if your mom won't buy you tickets to a concert, Skybox. So yeah,
Yeah.
like she was asked and she's like, I have no
I
comment.
don't
Like,
know. Like,
I'm
that's shitty.
sorry. Like, obviously, this wasn't my doing.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
Damn.
that's Robert Lyons.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any other stories that you want to share with us, stories that maybe you haven't heard about a lot or want to have covered, you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram. But we actually do cover stories that people have sent in.
Yeah,
So,
so send us your stories.
yes, please do. And tell us stories. We love hearing stories and we
Yeah.
just want to hear from you. So please just email us, Instagram us, follow us.
Yeah.
We'll just have a friends fest. We'll just be friends all the time.
Yes. All right. Well, until next time, take care of yourselves.
Prioritize yourself, please do.
Yeah.
Because that's what's very important. But all right.
Okay, bye.
Bye!